Today is May 16th, 2021, Ascension Sunday. We are not worshiping together in person at the church today due to the coronavirus pandemic. However, we will return to the church building for worship at 11 a.m. next Sunday, May 23rd, Pentecost Sunday. Until then, we offer an audio recorded service, and I welcome you to this time of worship. One announcement that I need to make to read today to fulfill our church's bylaws is the following. There will be a special business meeting immediately following the in-person worship service on Sunday, May 23rd. The purpose of this meeting will be to elect congregational representatives to the Pastoral Search Committee. This committee is responsible for arranging interim pastoral leadership during a pastoral vacancy, and also for interviewing candidates and making a recommendation to the church for the calling of a particular candidate. All church members are invited to attend this special business meeting. More information was mailed to active church members this past week. So let's begin our worship today. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. He endured that we might live with him. He died that we might reign with him. On this Ascension Sunday, we celebrate his return to his heavenly Father in glory. Let's worship together, and please join with me in prayer. Exalted Lord, you reign in the high and holy place, but for your royal throne, you choose people of humble heart. We need not gaze into heaven to follow you, for you pledge to abide with all who live in your name. Grant us grace to recognize your presence in those with whom we serve. At the last, permit us to know you face to face in glory. We ask this in your most precious and powerful name, and we now pray as you taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I invite you now to listen and or join in singing the hymn, Crown Him with Many Crowns.
Our God, our heavenly
Today's scripture comes from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24, verses 44 through 53. The resurrected Jesus said to his disciples, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. This ends the reading of God's holy word for today. May we be blessed through its reading, hearing, and understanding. Let's pray together. Loving and faithful God, may we listen carefully to your word for us this day. Help us to be open and truly receptive. Send your spirit into our lives and help us to respond to your call and invitation for discipleship. Renew our spirits and re-energize our lives as we follow our risen Lord, Jesus the Christ. We ask this in his name. Amen. Jesus led his disciples to the town of Bethany and blessed them. Then he withdrew from them, says Luke, and was carried up into heaven. Christ went up into heaven like a rocket. We could call him Space X. No, he did not ride in a Crew Dragon spacecraft on top of a Falcon 9 rocket. That is the technology being developed by the private company SpaceX, which is teaming up with NASA to deliver astronauts to the International Space Station. Last November, SpaceX launched 4 astronauts to the space station in a blazing evening liftoff. They took off from Launch Pad 39A, the starting point of the Apollo 11 trip to the moon, as well as many space shuttle missions. The most recent launch took place early in the morning of last Sunday, May 9th, when SpaceX launched a rocket carrying 60 satellites. SpaceX was founded in 2002 by Elon Musk with the goal of reducing space transportation costs. His long-term goal is the colonization of the planet Mars. You may know that Musk is also the founder of the electric car company Tesla. In 2018, he put a cherry red Tesla Roadster on top of one of his rockets. Sitting behind the wheel of the car is a mannequin named Starman. And on the dashboard of the car is the message, "Don't panic." Last October, the spacecraft passed the red planet, and SpaceX tweeted that Starman made its first close approach with Mars today. When it comes to building and launching spacecraft, SpaceX means Space Exploration Technologies Corporation. But when it comes to the ascension of the Lord, it is shorthand for space Christ, with a capital X being the Greek symbol for Christ. We may recognize that shorthand, for we might have seen Xmas, meaning Christmas. At one time, there was a movement to take the X out of Christmas. But using a capital X as a shorthand for Christ really is not sacrilegious, since the first letter in the Greek word for Christ, Christos, is the letter chi, or an X in our alphabet. Jesus went up into heaven, like Starman in a Tesla Roadster. He left from Bethany, not from Launch Pad 39A, but his ascension had a very different mission than the colonization of Mars. New Testament professor Sarah Henrich points out that this passage is located at the very end of Luke's gospel. But, she says, Luke has a way of turning endings into beginnings for new ventures. Yes, the final promises of Jesus push into a future that goes beyond what Luke can see and beyond what we can see as well. The ascension occurs at the conclusion of the earthly ministry of Jesus, but at the same time, it is the beginning of a new adventure, one that pushes us into an unknown future. To understand this passage, we have to look at what led up to the ascension. Like a SpaceX mission, there needs to be a careful countdown before there can be a successful launch. So I invite you to join with me as we count down. 3, 2, 1, to blast off. So we begin our count. 3. Jesus appears to his disciples and to others in Jerusalem. We may remember the gospel accounts of the resurrection and how Jesus reveals himself to two of his followers on the road to Emmaus. He then disappears to the disciples. He then disappears from them and appears to the disciples in Jerusalem. And at first they think he is a ghost. But Jesus says, "Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and blood, as you see that I have." Then he asks them for some food. They give him a piece of broiled fish, and he takes it and eats it in their presence. Yes, Jesus has a snack to prove that he is no longer in the grave, but is alive. While this might seem like an odd or humorous action, writes Professor Henrich, the people of the first century would have recognized it as proof that Jesus was no disembodied spirit. When Jesus appears to his disciples, he is the real Jesus, the real man, as solid as a SpaceX rocket. We're continuing our countdown to 2. Jesus opens the minds of his followers and understands their mission. He knows that he has limited time between the day of resurrection and the day of the ascension. So he stresses that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Jesus presents himself as the Word of God in human form, the one who completes everything that God began to say through the law, the prophets, and the Psalms. But Jesus knows that this is a lot for people to absorb, not only for the disciples in the first century, but for us today as well. So Jesus opens their minds to understand the scriptures. Jesus gives them the gift of understanding so they can better comprehend what God has been doing from ancient times through the death and resurrection of Jesus. We need to have our minds opened as well. The words of the law, the prophets and the Psalms can be confusing and sometimes contradictory. So we need Jesus to give us correct understanding. Fortunately, the teachings of Jesus and the guidance of the Spirit can continue to give us the insight we need. When Christians were arguing over biblical understandings in the 1500s, a group of Scottish leaders discovered that the interpretation of Scripture, and I quote here, does not belong to any private or public person, end quote, nor to any church. Instead, they encouraged Christians to trust the Holy Spirit to guide them and to focus on what Christ Jesus himself did and commanded. For example, Moses said, "Kill every male among the little ones." But Jesus says, "Let the little children come to me." The prophet Amos said that the day of the Lord is darkness, not light. But our Savior says, "I am the light of the world." Psalm 7 said, "Rise up, O Lord, in your anger. Lift yourself up against the fury of my enemies." But Jesus says, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Jesus can open our minds to what it means to be faithful Christians in the world today. We dare not receive or admit any interpretation that is contrary to the Christian faith or to the rule of love, said the writers of the Scots Confession back from the 1500s. Every word in the Bible should be interpreted through our faith in Jesus Christ and through the rule of love. Our countdown continues. We're almost there. We're down to one, where Jesus promises that his followers will be clothed with power from on high. Jesus knows that he will be leaving soon, and he wants his disciples to be well equipped to continue his work in the world. He tells them that the end of his earthly ministry is the beginning of a new adventure for them, one in which they will be filled with the Holy Spirit. Sure enough, just a short time later, they receive the gift of the Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Are you ready? It's time for blast off. We've counted down. The launch is about to begin. Jesus leads the disciples out as far as Bethany, lifts up his hands and blesses them. And while he is blessing them, he withdraws from them and is carried up into heaven. The disciples are as amazed as any of us would be if we were watching a SpaceX rocket rising into space. But when Jesus is gone, the disciples do not feel a sense of loss or abandonment. Instead, they worship him and return to Jerusalem with great joy. They bless God in the temple and prepare themselves to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For Jesus, we could say that his mission is accomplished, not because he has blasted off into space, but because he has prepared his followers for the continuation of God's work in the world. Each one of us is a part of God's ongoing mission. Our job is not to stand around watching for Jesus, looking up for a Savior passing overhead like the International Space Station, 250 miles above the Earth. Instead, our challenge is to open ourselves to the power of the Holy Spirit and continue Christ's work in the world. One of the interesting innovations of the SpaceX rocket is that it has a powerful booster that lifts the spacecraft into space and then returns to Earth to be reused. In the past, booster rockets were always ditched in the ocean, which Elon Musk said was like throwing away an airplane after every flight. When SpaceX launched in November and last Sunday and other launches in between, the booster landed safely on a drone ship in the Atlantic and was returned to land for future liftoffs. Each one of us is like that booster rocket, reclaimed by Jesus and used again and again to advance his work in the world. Yes, we have to be filled with rocket fuel, which for us is the power of the Holy Spirit. But then we can be used over and over to share Christ's grace and love with others. As the Gospel of Luke ends, we watch our space Christ ascend to heaven in a blaze of glory. That's a beautiful and unforgettable sight. But as the book of Acts begins, which is Luke's second volume in his two-volume collection of writings, we see the Christian community beginning to move forward into an unknown future, filled with faith and love and joy. On this Ascension Sunday, we celebrate Christ's return to heaven and our awaiting of the Holy Spirit. Like the first disciples, we are unsure of what the future holds. Let's join the disciples in shifting from SpaceX to EarthX, being the hands and feet of Jesus in the world. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, it would be delightful to spend our days gazing after you into the heavens, trying to peer beyond the mystery to understand where you have gone and when you will return. Instead, it is time for us to be very down to earth, time to be about the mission you have entrusted to us. Prepare us with your Spirit's precious gifts, that through us our neighbors may experience your love. Equip our fellowship with strong muscles, tough minds, and glad hearts, which delight in serving people in need. Bless us with vision that we may discover creative ways to extend your compassion to every land, so that when you return, it will be to people prepared. We ask this in your holy name. Amen. I invite you now to listen and or join in singing the hymn, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name.
Bring forth your
as we conclude this time of worship. Hear the word of the Lord. I dwell in the high and holy place, but also with you who are humble in spirit. So now may you live in peace, abide in the Lord, do good work. The Holy One is your guardian and guide forever. Amen.